touching the ground, I connect with all of life. Touching my heart, I awaken compassion for all life. You are listening to Anamkara, A Friend on the Journey, a podcast about life, the variety of lived spiritualities of the people around us, and how we are much more alike than different. I am your host, Brother Pax. What is the goal of religion? For some of you, the goal is salvation. For others, it is union with God. For still others of you, it is enlightenment or to realize your divine nature. Over the years of deep diving into the practices and texts of a variety of beautiful religions and practices, I've been exposed to a variety of spiritual endpoints, if you will. For me, there are a few absolutes in my personal beliefs. I recognize that I am ever evolving and developing, and perhaps that's just the nature of relationship with spirit. Let's take, for example, the word God. I use that word very loosely and could just as easily substitute the word universe or goddess, the divine, the gods, spirit, or even nature. The way I see the divine could be any or all of these. Regarding the afterlife, I have no dogmatic beliefs. When I die, maybe I will feast with my ancestors. I may be reincarnated. There may be heaven realms or hell realms. Or perhaps I just die and become one again with the elements as my body decays. I'm okay with all of that. So this idea of an end goal for religion or spiritual practice is interesting to me. And I feel I personally have kind of reached a conclusion for myself. I don't believe in salvation or that I need to be saved in a traditional Christian sense. As far as enlightenment, I definitely believe there are high spiritual states in which a person may attain through regular practice or maybe a gifting by the divine. But I don't believe that's an end goal. And I don't believe that someone attains it, has it forever. And so the idea of these gurus who live in this perpetual state, I personally don't believe that. I don't necessarily want to attain a state like that, utterly detached from the world. I think for me, the goal, if it can be called that, for the spiritual life is a life well lived. A life in which I am happy. A life in which I try to ease the suffering of others and cultivate kindness in and around me. The spiritual life for me includes connection to my body, connection to the trees and the grass and life, rather than trying to escape it through seeing the flesh and the world as fallen, or saying the world is illusion. My spirituality is an embodied spirituality. I don't believe the world is evil. I don't believe the world is an illusion. For me, the world is holy. The world is sacred. And I have the opportunity to connect with the world, with nature, to connect with other people, and even to connect deeply with my deepest self. So in that sense, there is no end goal other than connection, gratefulness, and kindness. And this is my spiritual life as I understand it. So now let me turn it on you. Who or what is the divine for you? Do you have any set beliefs about the afterlife? What is the goal of your spiritual practice or your religion? Why are you here on this planet at this time? And if you will, take a minute and pop over to my Anamkara Facebook page or Instagram and let me know. I'm so curious. I love hearing your stories. So take a minute or two and message me and let me know. And perhaps in a future episode, I'll share some of those. This has been another episode of Anamkara, A Friend on the Journey. Thank you for walking with me as we spent time exploring the varieties of religious and spiritual expressions out there. Won't you consider joining our Patreon? Get sneak peeks of what is to come, early previews, and soon to have some video footage from the interviews, as well as polls on what you would like to see covered in future episodes. Join our Patreon today. The link is in the show notes.